is Good Food on the Road. I'm your host, Evan Kleiman, and joining me now is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, we're checking out Osteria del Piccolo on Rose Avenue in Venice.
The vibe is very laid back. I mean, that way of being laid back, that's so laid back, it's almost aggressive. The seats are scrunched in together, and there's this brand new way of being uncomfortable that they've invented that I just got to take my hat off to.
Which is?
Some of the tables have communal benches, which is to say that you're sitting at one table facing your table, and somebody is sitting with their back to you facing their table. So there's 6 inches between your backs, and there's no banquette.
So it's a young person's restaurant.
It's so a young person's restaurant. When you go in there and you sit on these benches and you notice the big screen TV playing an endless loop of aerial shots of Sicily, you are surprised when the food comes in front and it's Italian. It's so freaking Italian. It's shocking. So when you order the frico, which is, you know, the Montaggio cheese, it's grated and grilled, it's crisp. It's in a patty. It comes on a little bed of soft polenta. It's just that. There's no herbs. There's no accent. It's cheese. It's cornmeal. And it's absolutely delicious, as fried cheese and cornmeal would be. When you get the ribs, they have, you know, little pork ribs. They're seasoned with rosemary, salt, pepper, period.
The purity of the Italian kitchen.
May I say, you don't even find that in Italy as much as you would like to.
Absolutely.
So if you are a purist and you like this sort of pure Italian food, this may be your place. I mean, there's slices of cotechino, the northern Italian salami with sort of like a gooey coating on some lentils. Usually when you get, you know, cotechino, you get sort of a big serving because it's not expensive. And you always feel sort of gross afterwards, and you really do just want 3 bites, which is what you get here.
What about their pastas?
They're well-cooked. They're not al dente. They tend to be pretty good. They err on the everything homemade school. You can get a lot of it gluten-free if you're that kind of person. I've had the one of their specials. They have daily pasta specials. And on Saturdays, it's puttanesca, which is, you know, black olives, capers, anchovies, tomato, cooked down into like a really fragrant mush. And it was a good one.
Sounds like a great place. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Osteria del Piccolo on Rose Avenue's rapidly growing restaurant row in Venice. Get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.